Triple M's Dead Set Legends are serious about sport. Makita are serious about outdoor tools. Roll the outdoors with Makita.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your grand final edition of Dead Set Legends. It's one of my favourite days of the year. I hope it's one of yours as well. And it's a very, very good morning before we get into the show. Bradley Ebert and Andrew Newton-Jarman. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Bluey. It's good to be here. And who's excited? Jars, you're looking excited.
Good morning, Adelaide. Good morning, chaps. Nice to be here. Good morning, Emma G.
Good morning.
Your grand final day, it is the best day of the year, especially if you're playing.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. Yep. As a supporter, I love my AFL, but it's you know, up there with the Melbourne Cup. I reckon with the Ashes, that first ball in Brisbane, the Ashes.
Boxing Day. Just gets the Boxing Day test. Has
Boxing
to be.
Day. Yeah,
Do we like the grand final night grand final?
No, I like the daytime.
Right.
I like the daytime.
I like the
personally.
Daytime.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What
okay.
Do you think?
No, I'm a traditionalist. It's 2:20 past 2 bounce.
Yeah. I just feel like it flows far better for the rest of the country.
But
everyone's
anyway,
got their Arvo Barbies, you know, like it's just one of those ones where it is tradition.
It is, anyway, we're there and it's going to be, it'd be fantastic. WA will put on a good grand final and it's going to be a ripping game too. I reckon this will be as tight as, as tight as my belly.
27, it's going to be a blowout, is it? Well, it's 27 degrees in Perth, so it is.
Okay.
Amazing.
It'll be a good day.
What kind of
you
show we got today?
Ooh. What's that?
What kind of show have we got on today?
Well, we've got a great show. We got your mate, Dougie Hawkins, on.
I
He's going to join us very, very shortly. The Bulldog legend. He's always got a few little stories up his sleeve. So we'll check in with Dougie. We've got Rusty as well. We've got all our normal stuff. So I reckon Bernie might join us at some stage as well.
Our boy, Burn Burn.
Our boy, Burn Burn, who's in. He's over in Perth at
doing
the moment.
Cashies.
Earning some. Yep. And he sent a couple of messages last night.
Did he?
He was two parts.
Did you get some?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you?
Oh, I didn't check my phone.
Oh, jeez. How hurt are you right now?
Well, what are you guys?
You are so hurt.
I'm around to a mate's place tonight. Yeah. What are you boys up to? Where are you
going
to watch
it? I'm going to the district, actually. Oh, me, Hado, Rocky, we're all going to the district. And,
is that a cashy?
Maybe a few beers.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What about you?
No, I'm going to do some training tonight, get in the weights.
Okay.
No alcohol.
No, good. Well, you're on the boy.
You're on the long necks instead of the tinnies. All right, here we go, Em. Good morning to you too,
Thank
Em.
You. Always a pleasure. It's your Dead Set Legends grand final edition with Ebo, Bluey and Jars on Adelaide's Triple M. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends, your grand final edition with Ebo, Bluey and Jars.
It's going to be a big build-up to tonight's game between the Melbourne Demons and the Western Bulldogs, of course. Guys, while we've got you here, I'd love to hear from you, Ebo, in terms of where you sit with Melbourne, the Melbourne Football Club, who are a very, very good team. Their defence has been elite all year with those two intercept markers. But what about how they haven't played hardly any football leading into this game? Is that a concern?
That is a concern for me, yeah. And I know that as professional footballers, you should be able to, you know, maintain the ability to stay at that sort of level. But at the same time, I still feel like that could fall as a negative towards them. So, yeah, that's when you think about the Bulldogs, they've come off of, three games. They've been in some roaring form. They're coming in with a couple of players coming back into the side. So I'm looking at Bulldogs and thinking, they could be favourites. I'm going to tip them.
Whose build-up would you like, Jars, between the two teams?
Western Bulldogs, take that any day. Steph Martin comes in now. He won't be able to run with Gawn because Gawn's athletic. He'll run all over the ground tonight.
But you've got a Tim English in there as well that can help.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely, and that's the chop-out. But I think Steph Martin's role early will be to physically attack Maxi Gawn tonight.
And the thing is,
and that's
Gawn,
his role.
Yeah, but he has that a lot. Like, I remember when Port, we always had these things about going after a guy like Maxi Gawn and really making it, because he is such a focal point for that club. Every time he goes up against a team, teams try and target him. So I feel like that's going to be
Corks
no different.
Bloody gives Maxi a corky early, that could hurt Melbourne. You know, little things like that. They're the little moments in a grand final. You know,
sharpen those
they're
knees
just
up.
Little moments that you've just got to make sure you're calm and get a touch early. It would be really important for a lot of those Melbourne boys, because there's 9 players from the Western Bulldogs that have played in the 2016 grand final. That helps.
Yep.
That you go in with a lot more confidence. I know Maxi Gawn rang Jordan Lewis to just get some advice. Good move by Maxi.
That is a good
move. Pick his brain. Jordan Lewis, he's won 3 or 4.
Yeah. 4-time premiership player. That's a very smart
move. For these young boys, these Melbourne lads, it's a great experience.
So
Yeah, especially because they have been sitting around, like we just talked about, sitting around in Perth for the last month playing one game, really, and then a lot of the time they are just sort of sitting there going, all right, what's going to happen? And whilst they say it's been a pretty cruisy up, you know, you couldn't help but overthink around the grand final and what it means. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see how they come out.
Now, Jarge, you said stay calm. That just rolled off the tongue. Now, that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Because like, there'll be anxiety levels through the roof.
You guys that have played in big games, like what sort of techniques do you use or have your coaches use to try and, like, just get you in the right space before a massive game?
Well, I think they just are able to, the way that they talk, pre-game sort of speeches and all that sort of stuff, they can stay in that level mode knowing when the time is right to really amp everyone up. And I think with big games, you personally just need to be able to find that balance of, because it is a night game as well. Mm. So you've got the whole day to stretch out and do things. So I think that for most boys, it'd be really about, all right, let's just keep it normal. Let's go for a walk. Let's go get a coffee. Let's not really overthink things, knowing in the back of your mind that
it's not normal, though.
But it's not normal. It's not normal. This is the game that they'll never forget.
You've got to embrace it, I reckon.
Absolutely.
But that's it. But there's a time when you can start really building up into that. And I reckon that's when you sort of just go, all right, let's start the morning normal. But then as the day goes, understand what's at
stake. They wouldn't have slept. No. Their sleeping patterns will be all over the shop because they're just nervous, they're anxious, they're excited. And that's a good thing going into a game. Try and be as calm as you can, but get a touch early. I think that the first 7 minutes of a grand final, if you can get a touch early as a player, then it settles right down. Then you're feeling really good. If you're not touching the footy, then the anxiety levels are through the roof.
And you start chasing it a bit.
Say 15 minutes in the first quarter and you still haven't touched the footy, you get a little bit, oh, hello, where am I? You know, I think it's going to be physical early because they love contested footy, these two sides. So there'll be a lot of stoppages early. But the side that uses the ball early in field kicking, even the field, the first four or five kicks, if they're hitting targets, then you know all the side's on.
Do you think that Optus Stadium plays into either side's hands? No. In the way that the oval's just
Melbourne will love it because it's similar to the MCG. Western Bulldogs play at Etihad, but I don't think that'll be, they're both great running sides. They defend really well. But Bulldogs go in, I think, hardened. Finals hardened, and that's really important.
I'll be interested to see how they go matching up against Melbourne's defence. They've been the best defence in the whole competition all year, and they have not lost, really. Mm. They have not lost a one-on-one battle throughout the season.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see how Norton, Hannon, English, well, how these sort of guys go up against them and what sort of tactics they play. Mm. Do they do the same with the Alir sort of, minimise his impact and be able to play around that? That'll be one thing I'll be
They're just going to be pressure moments all day, and it's how you handle those pressure moments.
And I reckon that the set shots early, Jars, gives you a really good indication of how settled the side is or how unsettled the sides are.
Yeah.
So,
beautiful night for football, no excuses. And the other one is Luke Beveridge. He's coaching really well at the moment. He's on.
He's on.
So that helps. That helps. But yeah, two very good football sides.
Yeah, we've got it to. I know you'll be hurting that Port aren't there, but I think realistically, this time of the year, we've got the best two teams in the final because the prelims were an absolute.
I was just about to say
shambles, weren't they? Normally, it's the other way around.
Shot. Don't you at least expect one prelim to be really, really strong in a good game? But we've had two blowouts. I'm thinking this grand final is going to be one for the ages.
Yeah, let's hope for a little nipper, Jars.
Yeah,
a little nipper.
Yeah, good boy.
Yep.
Triple M rocks the grand final from 6 tonight. You can stream the game live for free on the Listener app, LISTNR. And next on Dead Set Legends, Bulldogs legend, Doug Hawkins.
So let's talk to footy royalty from the Western Bulldogs Footy Club, one of my dear friends and one of the greats of our great competition. He joins us on the Dead Set Legends, Dougie Hawkins. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Andrew Newton Jarman. And good morning to number 7, Brad Ebert, and to Greg Bluey Blewett. One of the great
singers
of all time.
Dougie,
you, mate. Now, boys, and Jars, before you start.
Yes, Dougie.
I love Adelaide, and Adelaide loves me.
we do, don't we, Greg?
Of course we do.
Now, you're in lockdown, obviously. How are you coping with lockdown, Dougie, before we talk about the big game tonight?
Well, last week, I went to the midnight dentist in Ballarat and got my teeth removed. They had more fun doing that.
Just to follow up on lockdown.
To the midnight dentist, Pete Inkham. It's in the backyard here, feeling like a spare, you know. But just, what am I doing? Why wouldn't I be in Perth?
Exactly.
Over there watching the Bulldogs take on the D's and and you know, maybe a chance to present the cup to the to the to the Bont. And here I am sitting in my backyard in Bacchus Marsh, all on my own alone. What is going on in the world?
Dougie, have you still got a house? That earthquake the other day, yeah, how'd you hold up?
What happened, Dougie?
Well, the earthquake was unbelievable here, but I heard it was worse in Adelaide. They reckon the earthquake went through Salisbury and did $10 million worth of improvements to the place.
And it's Salisbury.
American Salisbury, American Salisbury said footy club collapsed, but anyway.
You can't say that about they're beautiful people out there.
Improvements to the $10 million improvements with blood.
I'm going to have to use that.
No, yeah. You can't use that.
No, that's I'm going with that.
We love our Salisbury fans.
I know, but
family.
I'll switch it.
Dougie's just whacked him. What did you say, Kensington? Or something like that.
Are we still on air, Jars, or not? Yeah.
Dougie, now let's straighten up. Now, tonight, the Western Bulldogs going as... well, they're not going in as favourites, Dougie, but they've got the experience winning the 2016 Grand Final. Do you give your boys any chance against a rampaging Melbourne Football Club?
Well, Jars, I really do, boys. I really do. And you guys witnessed it firsthand a couple of weeks ago, you know, that performance against Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide Footy Club didn't see it coming. You know, the 60,000 supporters didn't see it coming. They got out of the blocks, didn't they? They were absolutely fantastic against Port. And I reckon Port were ready to go. I mean, had the week off and ready to, you know, really place beautifully. But, gee, the Dogs actually dismantled them, didn't they? And that's just that's not being a smartie. That's
that's
it's just been a fact. And they were just sensational. They've travelled hard, Jars. It's very, very similar to the 2016. There's no doubt about that. I think we've got about 8 or 9 members of that team 5 years ago still going around. So I reckon that's going to hold him in good stead on the big dance tonight. And I just and you know, all you guys, we've all been competitive in what we do and whatever sport we play with Greg playing cricket and obviously you two boys with the footy. Mate, Melbourne have played one game in 27 days. I just reckon, you know, that I don't think that holds you in good stead. It's going to be 26, 27 degrees. And it's going to be just so critical, boys, that ruck duel for Stephen Martin. Because Maxie Gaunt's in real good touch at the moment. And I think that if Martin can make it very competitive and make it tough and hard and physical for Maxie Gaunt, it'll take the Bulldogs a long way to win the game. Because both midfields are pretty even, aren't they?
They're
pretty even.
So
I reckon the Martin one, Jars. Yeah, the Martin and Gaunt contest is going to be a big one.
Any other key matchups that you got for the listeners?
Yeah, I reckon the other one is probably the boy Shacky. He's been in and out of the side. He's had a few little niggles here. And I thought 2 weeks ago against Alira, who's been probably the most informed player in that final series, he actually cut him out of the game a fair bit. And I thought he was really good. He played that defensive role. And I just reckon he'll go to Lever. Jake Lever's got that ability to intercept the marking and stuff like that. And I reckon if he can go to him and cut him out as well, they're the two keys, make no mistake. And Keith comes back now. He'll play on Ben Brown, but... they're the two Jars, I reckon, Shacky and Martin.
Hey, Dougie, what are you going to do today? Did you ever think about going over there, doing the 2 weeks quarantine?
Nah.
You lost some dollars, though, didn't you?
You know what? Little Mousy. And by the way, guys, before I talk about Mouse, I just want to say happy birthday to Terry Limblom.
Okay.
Terry from Vegas Promotions. He turns 85 today, so...
He's not 85.
How old is he,
Terry?
He actually doesn't know where he is, but
that's on a good day.
Terry, it's your birthday today, so happy birthday.
Now, Dougie, you're going to have to...
Quickly, Mouse rang me. Yeah. Mouse rang me, and he said, this is what he said to me.
Yeah.
He said, you're not coming to Perth for 2 weeks. It's cost you 50 large.
Dougie. Ray Lee might be happy.
Ray. Oh, she's filthy hundo, okay? She's dirty hundo.
Dougie, you're going to have to pace yourself today, tonight game.
Well, I'm going to... boys, you know what I'm going to do?
What, Doug?
Now, you blokes know that... I can kick the ball both feet.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't many better bar your brother and you, Andrew. And this has been serious here. I'm going to get two whiskies. One on the left hand. One on the right hand. So I'm going to fill them up with pure blonde beer. Right. And I'm going to rotate left to right. And when I get to 10, the double figures, I'm going to lose count after.
It's good to see he's watching his car take anyway with the pure bonds.
I'm going to sit back. We're not allowed to have family over. We can't have anyone to your house. And it's just we're in a real, in Victoria, boys, we're in a real pain of grief at the moment. And, you know, we've watched going on with the COVID, and then we have all the protesters. And, mate, life's really, and I'm a member of the CFMEU union, and I'm a part of that. And, you know, I've been stopped working, and here I am at 61. I can't do what I like doing. And there's a lot of people worse off than me, make no mistake about that. But we're in a bit of pain and grief. But I'm going to sit back. I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to hopefully stay awake till 7:30. Imagine falling asleep and waking up at midnight and say, who won?
Mate, great the chat. Oh, take care. Buddy. Enjoy your Bulldogs today. You're one of the greats. And no doubt if they win the cup, you'll be emotional once again. There'll be a camera crew. And someone from Salisbury just rang. They want you to lay down, pull up their foundations.
It's the last thing I do in Salisbury.
There he is.
Good on you, Dougie.
Thanks,
Dougie.
Love you, guys. Good on you, Brad.
Love you, brother.
Quick one, Brad.
Yeah, mate.
Send my regards to your uncle, to Russell. Send my love to Russell.
Cheers, mate. I will.
Yeah, Matthew Nevers, a man. He hasn't been well. And four-time McGarry medalist. Come over to North Melbourne. Send my love to your uncle, brother. And good on you, Bluey. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Dougie.
Sam, thanks, Dougie.
There he is. See you, boys.
Dougie Hawkins here on the Dead Set List.
Jazz Jam pumping you up on Triple M's grand final edition of Dead Set Legends with Ebo, Bluey and Jazz. And our boy Byrne, hailing from Perth.
Good morning, Byrne.
G'day, how you going? All excited over here, mate. So plenty of people around in the streets. As I said yesterday, they're just coming out. They've got their colours, their scarves on, their guernseys, the beanies. I'm seeing Frio, Dockers, Guernseys. Yes, everyone's just wearing their footy colours, and I love it.
You would have been excited, wouldn't you, mate? Did you sleep well last night, or what did you get up to,
mate? Actually, good question. I've had the quietest Friday night pre-grand final I've ever had in my life.
Burn, that's a bad omen for Melbourne. No.
No. We're doing brekkie, you know. So over here, I have to get up at 4 a.m. to do that.
True.
Perth time. So that was an early start. Didn't get back to sleep. Had a luncheon yesterday, and just a few beers just sort of knocked me around a bit. I thought, you know what? I don't want to waste grand final day. I've done that before too. Almost gone home at half time, feeling that awful. Okay. But hopefully it's a big day for Melbourne. I just wanted to be able to remember a few things, and hopefully it's an exciting day.
What do you mean the beers knocked you around? Did you get the old wobbly boots on, did you, after a couple?
No, they didn't do that. I'm not like you, Bluey.
Yeah, not like you. Two beers,
you
nick off.
Don't turn it around on me, mate.
I was just a bit tired, mate. Just a few mid-drinks.
Mate, he's worked hard, Burn.
How'd you go get that out, Charles? Speaking of tired,
I only had one frothy with Grandad last night, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I probably had six or seven. So,
all right. That's a good night.
And then I'm going home. I didn't pack much, so I need to go get a shirt and some shoes for today. So on the way home, called past David Jones, and geez, I'm going to look good today.
What's in store today, Byrne? What are you up to?
Well, I've got a few appearances. We've got
Of course he does. Well done.
I'm in at the Perth studio now, Triple M. We're about just setting up to do the rub after your show. We've got Damien Barrett and James Brayshaw. They're over here. Currently, we've got Duck and Bill there out of the Melbourne studio. So preparing to do that now. But a lot of the Melbourne past players, and if this game was in Melbourne, you know, they'd all be speaking at all the functions and that. But there's limited players over here that have played. So my diary is completely full.
Burn, 57 years. 57 years. If they get up tonight, oh, my goodness me.
It's going to be huge, Charles. And you know, obviously the Dogs, they went along. I think they went 62 years before they won in 16. So they know the feeling as well. But, yeah, there's just this feeling about Melbourne, I reckon. I've got my tea leaves are telling me, Jazz, as you know. I just feel like the D's. And I initially thought it might be close. I think the D's might get over the top of them. It's about four or five goals. I know that's very confident and putting myself out there. But you just wait. I think the last quarter they might blow it open. But in saying that, I'm part of and it was in the paper actually the other day, part of a past players WhatsApp group where there's a couple of hundred past Melbourne players, and it goes back to Rod Grinter, David Neitz, all these sort of guys from the past, and they're putting videos in and photos. And mate, we're a part of a lot of WhatsApp groups where, you know, you talk a bit of banter and, you know, sometimes it gets annoying, you get all these notifications. But that group there makes you feel a part of this footy club, and it it goes, don't underestimate how much that means to every past player that's in that group. And I went for a bit of a run this morning and Matty O, our boss, has whacked me about it, but I've chucked a little video in there saying, oh, there's the stadium, boys, where it's all going to get done. And the majority of those players are over in Melbourne, so they can't, but past players are in Melbourne, so they can't get to their game. And they're just like, you know, the stuff they're saying, just it actually put tingles up my spine.
That's
it
the
makes
boy.
You feel really a part of a footy club.
Good lad.
It's a close bond. So hopefully the boys can get it done on the field today, but we'll certainly be there supporting them.
Greg, do you need to apologise to Burn for you slapping his...
Not sure it was a run. It looked like a brisk walk to me. Didn't have...
No, I stopped near the stadium, Blue.
Did you?
Where have you ever ran anyway? Those legs would give way.
Yeah,
you don't have elite skin folds without running, Burn, by the way.
There he goes!
Jars broke... actually,
what?
In some breaking his news, ankle. Burn, Jars broke one of our chairs this morning.
He
leant back a little too aggressively.
I was feeling sorry.
Snapped in half.
I didn't give a stuff.
I was fearing for him. Seven chairs that he's broken.
That earthquake
and flying everywhere.
Enjoy your night, mate. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night, and we'll touch base tomorrow. So, thanks for giving us your time, Burn.
No worries. Enjoy, boys. Go the D's.
Good luck.
Go
to
the D's.
There he is.
You can catch Bernie on the Rub next because Triple M rocks footy all Arvo and the grand final from 6 tonight on Triple M with kickoff at 6:45, and you can stream the game live for free on the Listener app too. It's your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars on Triple M.
Bit of hutchy.
Getting us in the spirit and pumped for tonight on Adelaide's Triple M because this is your grand final edition of Dead Set Legends with Ebo, Bluey and Jars. And the guy spoke earlier to Bulldogs legend Doug Hawkins as well. Great chat. If you miss that, you can catch up on the Listener app.
Favourite AFL grand final moments? There's plenty. There is plenty. Where do we start?
133353. Just start thinking about what your favourite moment is. There is so many. Michael, what about Michael Long when he had about four or five bounces?
That's right. That's 93.
Yeah. Was that 93, was it?
Yeah, that was 93, yeah. Greg. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Well, don't get that.
Well, because we lost to him in the prelim on the against Essendon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
What happened in the prelim?
Don't go there. 89. Do you want to start with that?
Yeah, 89. Had everything. High scoring.
Brutal.
Ablett was on fire.
Brutal.
There were blokes getting taken out at the opening bounce. Take a listen.
Dermot Brereton down. I mentioned how Yates came through the centre, didn't have eyes for the ball, just went straight at Brereton and has put him down. A bad miss for Hawthorn because he's the one who can really get them going. Now watch this on replay. You see Yates, there he is, number coming off the... wing there, he only had eyes for Brereton, then goes over and bumps him again. But obviously, he's done his ribs.
Yeah, had everything that game. I left school in 88, Ebo. And that was so I was absolutely loving footy at that stage. So I bought the video cassette of that grand final.
Right.
Watched
you?
It about
well
10, 12 times.
Yeah,
absolutely sensational.
I'm going to a little bit more modern day, but still, 14, 15 years ago now. Mm. 2006, West Coast v Sydney. Ooh. They had the rivalry the year before. Leo Barry was the star. The following year, Daniel Chick came in for the smother right near the end of the game, went for the smother. Adam Hunter picked it up, kicked the goal, won the game. I just felt like at that time I was similar. I was 16 years old and footy was everything, and that was just one of those moments. Have a listen.
The five-minute warning. The Eagles lead Sydney by a point. Could we have a draw? I'll go with it now as the ball's kicked to the 50. Huge pack fly. Stendlein. Buchanan put the head down. Got it out to O'Keefe. Kick smothered. Chick.
Genuine goosebumps there.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps.
That was a magic moment for me. Jazz?
97, on the Saturday, we're at Greg Anderson's establishment watching the Crows play St Kilda because I had to play the next day for Nord against Centrals in a prelim, so I was on water all day, but had a tear when I saw this young man run amok in the last quarter.
50, belts at the Ward's full forward, Jarman there, with him was Zilla, Jarman again, round the body, that'll do, oh, that will do, oh, unbelievable game, he has played a game and a half.
five goals in that last quarter.
So good, Jas.
Jamie Shanahan, who, well, he torched.
He did.
Sends him a Christmas card every year.
You know, Jas, yes, I just got home from an Ashes series. We won the Ashes series in 97.
Nice. Well,
came home. Cricket Australia said, we've got a couple of tickets for you, the grand final.
You
I said, all right, so what flight you got me on? They said, well, no, you're going to have to get yourself there.
Get
so
there?
We drove over.
Drove.
And I was there
you
to
there.
See your brother kick
you
five
go.
Goals in the last quarter.
How good was that commentary as well? Bruce. Bruce calling Jarman. Oh, what a combo.
Nah, well
fantastic.
Done.
Fantastic.
1-3-3-5-3. This is your phoner, Ebo. Come on, bloody spark him.
Mate,
get him in the
there.
Gear.
Mate, this thing's lit up like a Christmas tree at the moment. Give us a call.
Favourite grand final
talk
moments.
To me.
Come on,
yep.
Talk to us.
Call us 1-3-3-5-3 on this grand final edition of Dead Set Legends with Ebo, Bluey and Jas on Triple M. On Adelaide's Triple M, it's your Dead Set Legends grand final edition with Ebo, Bluey and Jas. And we're asking, what's the best grand final moment on 1-3-3-5-3?
Matty from Marion. Good morning, Matty.
How you going, boys?
All right. Talk to us.
Well, I'm a Hawks fan and 12 years old, I was at the 08 grand final. And Stewie Dew turning the game on its head in the third quarter. I'll never forget that one.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he run a muck?
Good player, Stewie Dew. Yeah,
pretty pudgy as well.
Yeah, I love the story.
What's the story
about? Well, like just Stewie Dew, how he pretty much, he retired.
Didn't he?
Clarko pulled him back out.
Yes.
Walks away with another flag and is like the grand final hero, really, isn't he?
Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
Fantastic coaching from Clarko there.
It was too. Prize, please, for Matt.
Yeah, Matty, we're going to send you along to Golden Boy. Have you been there for dinner, that Thai restaurant?
Yeah, I have been once.
Yeah,
good.
Such great. Like, one of the best Thai places in Adelaide.
Certainly
because,
is.
Yeah, this is for the Go to Town campaign that's on at the moment. South Australia, your city needs you. Go to town and dine at one of our 500 world-class restaurants. Visit southaustralia.com/go to town.
Well done.
We've also got some texts that have come through.
Yeah, Josh Carr kicking the first goal in 04. 2004.
That's good.
And also Gavin Wanganeen with his 8-minute four goals of brilliance.
He was.
That
brilliant.
Was.
Goosebumps.
Actually,
that was from Jake.
What about when John O'Brien, was it John? No, Lynchy and.
Wakes were going at it. Oh, so I remember being at that game.
Yeah, I was
as a 14-year-old kid, I ended up sneaking myself down to the change rooms after the game and had a photo with the cup and everything. And it was like one of those memories.
That's a good highlight, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What
Mark Williams walking down the grandstand.
Yeah, that's always.
With the
St Kilda Collingwood.
Yeah, another one.
They had to come back the next week.
Oh, we got Alex. Good morning, Alex from Richmond.
I've got two. Modern day when Mark Williams went up and said about choking, or we didn't choke.
Yes.
And the other one was when Dave Granger went and snotted Cornsey.
Yes, Glenelg v.
So what happened
there? Port Adelaide.
Yep.
And Dave Granger went straight there, saw Cornsey and gave him one.
Was that 83 grand final? Was it 83?
I'm not sure.
83, 81? Yeah, but yeah, that was dangerous. Yeah, but brutal. That was brutal. God, blimey. But there's plenty of moments.
Absolutely.
Certainly is.
Let's hope we get some moments today, Jas, or tonight, because it's going to be a cracker, I reckon.
Triple M rocks the grand final from 6 o'clock tonight, and you can stream the game live and for free on the Listener app. Download it now, LISTNR.
The Dead Set Legends with Ebo, Bluey and Jas presents AFL Newsbreaker. Jay Clark.
Oh, he's had a marvellous year. He joins us on this beautiful Saturday morning for grand final day or night. Good morning to you, Jay Clark. Welcome.
Great to join you again, fellas. I tell you what, we might still be in lockdown here in Victoria, but we've still got our Norm Smith medal sweeps and our first goal kicker sweeps all laid out in the lounge room in the carpet, ready to hook up Arnie Mavis. And sort of doesn't have the same sort of effect on Zoom. We'll try anyway. So we're still very excited to have jumped out of bed this morning, too.
Now, Jay, latest COVID scare in WA. Have we got anything to worry about regarding the grand final tonight?
There is a text message getting around Melbourne saying the grand final is off and there's a late COVID scare. Now it's a complete piss take, which is good news because it is just one of those fake messages getting around. But there was a second scare this week for the WA government when a person rocked up at Perth Airport on a flight from Sydney in New South Wales with COVID. Now, this person was unauthorised, didn't have the G2G pass, had just been circulating on the plane with 15 others with COVID and hadn't gone through all the necessary protocols. So all those people are in quarantine for 2 weeks. The person has obviously been shipped off, and that has been met with some disappointment by the WA government, it's fair to say, but despite all the text messages and fake WhatsApp messages going around, today's grand final will absolutely go ahead.
Good. Good to know. Good to know. Now, Basil Zemplis, the Channel 7 reporter, has come out today with a different idea. Can you explain and what's your take on it all?
Well, Ebo, we love Baz. You know, he's a lovely man. He's done a great job with the Olympics, all the hosting. He's the Lord Mayor of Perth. But fair to say, the mooted 1 minute round of applause at the 20 minute mark, I think, of the first quarter has gone down like an absolute lead balloon. he sort of saying, get on your feet and clap all the good people in Victoria and on the eastern seaboard who have done it tough. Honestly, Basil, just bounce the ball and get on with it. We don't need this sort of fake sentiment. Just
it's almost a slap in the face, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we all take our hats off to all the people who work in healthcare. And if anyone's going to get any sort of tribute or a free beer at the bar, then it's a nurse or a doctor or anyone who works in health. But I reckon just get on with the bloody game today, guys.
Yep, well said.
What's the latest on the trade market, Jay-Z? Yep. In particular, Pete Laddams.
Well, I think Big Jars broke the news about Jordan Dawson wanting to go to Adelaide over Port Adelaide, which was a sensational get from the great man. But Peter Laddams, at the moment, there is what I would say modest interest so far. Now, I really like Peter Laddams in a sense that he's a competitive big man. He doesn't look like he's going to take over the first ruck spot from Scott Lysett any soon. But I tell you, the clubs to watch here, I reckon they're going to come late because they don't want to scream and shout early in the trade period, which gives then Port Adelaide the time and the leverage to be able to bump up their asking price. So I think there's going to be a late move in the trade period for Peter Laddams. And the three clubs I've got my eye on is Sydney, who have inquired previously. They've got Tom Hickey, but it's an ageing ruck group there at the Swans. Another club is St Kilda, who are looking, you know, Paddy Ryder's getting older, and their number one ruckman, Rowan Marshall, has had some foot issues. They're looking to lighten the load on him. So St Kilda's the other one, and Hawthorn. So they've got Segler and McAvoy, both over 30. They don't have that young, really solid emerging ruckman coming through. So expect the Hawks to have a look. But across the landscape, I mean, this trade period looks like a bit of a fizzer because all the clubs are saying with the reduction in salary cap, they don't have the money. So there's not a lot of clubs who are wanting to give away their early picks. Gold Coast maybe is one of them. And keep an eye on Richmond there and a potential swap for the Tigers to get up the draft order. But otherwise, clubs don't have the cap space at the moment. So it's a shocking year to be on the free market, on the trade market, and looking to get a bit of a payday because I don't think there's going to be many out there other than Adam Chera to most likely Carlton.
That'd be interesting to see. Now, obviously, it's grand final day, Jay-Z. Yep. So who's the subs? What's the news? What are we expecting to see, mate?
Looks like James Jordan for Melbourne and Leif Vandermeer for the Bulldogs, and both clubs go into this relatively fit, to be honest. Steve May is probably the big watch. He had the hamstring a fortnight ago. He's done all the training. He should be okay. Now, Aaron Norton, if the Bulldogs are going to win today, Norton has to have an impact. Now, he is Steve May's buddy. He's only kicked two goals on Steve May, their past four matches, 340 minutes of match-up playing time, he's contributed two goals, Norton. So that is a huge air improvement for the Dogs. Norton's got to have an impact. And I just wonder, fellas, and you tell me, does Norton got to look to get on his bike and move up the ground to try and test that May hamstring and break the shackles? Or does he stay close to goal where he's most dangerous?
That's a good call. I reckon he's got to get up, get moving, and try and race him back and make him feel uncomfortable, I guess.
Jay, have a great grand final tonight. Great stuff, mates, and we'll speak next week.
Take it easy, boys.
Cheers, mate.
Jay Clark there on your Dead Set Legends, Chef.
It's your Dead Set Legends grand final edition on Adelaide's Triple M with Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
Hey, just a bit of cricket news as well. It's an important weekend because Cricket Australia have got a deadline, Jars, because it's the Ashes coming up this summer. Eva, you would be all over that.
I'm excited.
So the deadline is this weekend to provide its blueprint for bubble restrictions for the tour. So Cricket Australia will get that off to the ECB, and then the players will digest that over the coming week. And then they'll either make themselves available or not available. And then they'll pick their squad.
What's your gut feel?
Yeah. I can't see. Honestly, it's an Ashes in Australia. Like, what English player would not want to come to Australia and spend 2 months of their life?
But they're not going to come if they're shoved in a bubble from state to state and they can't bring their families over.
See,
No, they can bring their families over, but the families, it depends on what quarantine they have to do, you know, whether you've got, if you've got two or three young kids, I understand 2 weeks in a hotel room would be bloody hell, but they've just got to make, you know, they're players. They might, some of them might not get another opportunity to play an Ashes series jar, so I cannot see them coming out here with a very close to full strength squad.
From a scheduling point of view, could they consider pushing it out a couple months?
No.
Because, so no. When would it start? November?
No.
When does it start, though? When does it start?
December 8th.
December 8th.
No, but I'm not saying push it out till March. I'm just saying that normally they play their last one at the start of Jan. Could they do something where they just pushed it out to the end of that?
No. Because we need Boxing Day tests. It's all locked.
But I'm just hoping that by that stage, international borders are open, and therefore then they don't have to live in that bubble.
That's right.
So hopefully that's the best case scenario for them, and away they go.
Well, I would imagine that Cricket Australia would have some decent contacts with our government, what's planned in terms of things opening up.
Yep.
So we'll wait and see. The other news too, Jars, I love my golf. We all know that.
You do.
The Ryder Cup has started.
Nice.
And the first day is done and dusted. USA lead Europe 6-2. Oh, that is an enormous day for the USA.
So we were just talking about this before. When was the last time US won the Ryder Cup?
I thought it was 99.
Europe have dominated over the last 20 years, but I'm not sure about that one. We'll find out.
That'll be
for
big
you.
Then.
I thought you'd know.
On a personal one, how's your handicap looking?
Not great. No. I'm off two now. No. It's embarrassing.
Why now?
It's embarrassing.
I was telling someone yesterday you were off.
I haven't got a handicap yet, but I haven't got a handicap. Don't mock my golfing.
He's got to
get
around
that. Don't be smarty pants because you play it.
He's got to get around that gap.
Kionga, what are your mates?
Why are you? Hang on.
You love saying. Are you like
playing?
That, don't you?
Are you playing at Kionga next Friday?
Not at all.
I'll get everyone to do a little Andrew Jarman visit that day. Just welcome you to Kionga.
Michael Voss,
Carlton coach, happy.
Yeah. Well, you
happy
know
for
that,
him.
You know that I'm.
And you're
big
happy.
You know that I'm a Vossie fan. So yes, I am happy for him. I think that he's a very deserving coach, and I think he's going to do a fantastic job second time round. I think that the man that he is now compared to when he first came to the club and the adaptations to the way that he's coached has been massive, and I just think the last 3 years he's set himself up for being a really strong head coach.
Yep, we had
and
him on
yes,
yesterday.
I've given him another pump up.
What about you, Jars? Anything contribute?
It's your segment,
what's
buddy.
What's your take on it?
We're just discussing sport.
What about
the
Australian cricket, the girls last night?
Yes,
what a game that was, they looked like going down.
They were chasing 274. And all the big guns were out. Lanning, Healy, and Perry all got out quickly.
Superstars.
And they got home on the last ball.
They know how to do it.
They've won about 40 games in a row.
Are you sure it's 40?
No, it's about 19, I think.
No, you did well there, though. Hey, you talked about Horne Francis as well last night for South Adelaide. How's that going to play out? Do you reckon he could be top? We're talking top five? Is that the general feel?
He'll go number one, won't he? North Melbourne's got number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think
so. If they let him go, though, could he slide to Adelaide? That's the question.
Please.
What do you reckon, Jazz?
Please.
Oh, I haven't thought about it.
Good intel, Jazz. Ex-Crows player. Good stuff.
Thanks for that on a sports show on a Saturday morning, Jazz. Good on you.
Ebo, Bluey and Jazz are your dead set legends. And next on Triple M, Rusty's motorsport update for Bendix. Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Do your homework, mate.
He's a good friend of ours. He's done a marvellous job. Good morning to you, Gregory.
Jazzy,
how are
you all?
Good, mate.
Very well. Supercars have released the final version to its calendar. Are they back? Tell us when they're back and where.
They are. And you know, it's tough being a sports administrator at the moment, isn't it? So 3 months or thereabouts parked up. They've had all sorts of options that they have considered here. And what they are going to do is 4 events at Sydney Motorsport Park, starting at the end of October and going through November. And then culminating with a grand final, their own grand final, if you will, in the Great Race, the Bathurst 1000 in December. Now, you're probably thinking, gee, 4 events at Sydney Motorsport Park. I mean, when Formula One have been challenged by COVID, they've only gone, say, back-to-back in Austria, but 4 events. Now, what they can do at Sydney Motorsport Park is use different configurations and they can race under lights. They're going to muck around with some formats too. So they're banking on New South Wales, obviously, and I think finishing at Bathurst when we desperately need some motor racing is a nice way to wrap up the year.
Very nice, mate. And I was excited to hear you spoke with Daniel Ricciardo this week ahead of the F1 race in Sochi. I heard he talked about about the win in Italy before being very special to him.
so special that the parallel he's drawn is with his victory at Monaco in 2018. And you guys know, right, to win any race, I mean, if you can win the Indy 500 or Monaco, they are very special things on your CV. So to have that same sort of euphoria or feeling is massive. And he was able, the McLaren team said to him, you can put that trophy in our cabinet, in our factory in England, wherever you like. And he chose a spot right beside the trophy that Ayrton Senna, the great Ayrton Senna, had for winning the Adelaide Grand Prix in 1993. So he parked it there, and very emotive when he did so.
And the son of a gun gets his first taste of MotoGP. Yeah. Remy Gardner, of course, Wayne's son, rode one for the first time this week. How'd he go?
How good. And he's showing that he's absolutely, he's his own man, but he's a chip off the old block. So very much focused on trying to win the second tier at the moment, the Moto2 Championship. But he got his first laps at the Misano circuit in Italy, which is on the Adriatic. It's basically Valentino Rossi's backyard, where Valentino grew up. Did 44 laps, couldn't wipe the smile off his face. The focus is, as I said, on trying to win the Moto2 title, but he's already started the build-up for next year, and man, is he happy about it. And boys, just quickly before we wrap things up, while we're talking about youngsters with a bright future, young Oscar Piastri, who's leading the Formula 2 Championship, had pole position overnight there in Sochi, and Jack Doohan, Mick Doohan's son, got one as well in Formula 3. So we're going to be talking on the legends in years to come about some bright young talents. Great for us. Yeah.
Great stuff, Rusty. Awesome. Have a good weekend, mate, and we'll speak again next week.
Enjoy lemonades on the grand final day, mate. Yes. Not too many. See ya.
Bye now. Raspberries.
That's Rusty for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
It's your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars on Triple M. And next, Ebo, I hear you've been living it up as a bachelor for the last week.
Hold off.
We'll check in.
Yes.
Yeah, what's been happening at home with the Legends in a sec.
Lucky.
Triple M rocks footy from 6 o'clock tonight, and this is your grand final edition of Dead Set Legends with Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Where's the opener?
Right there.
Thanks, G. I think G's going out tonight. She's a little bit excited. Now, what happened to you, young Bradley? You've been away from your family. You've hardly had any contact with your beautiful kiddies.
Oh, no, mate.
Your poor wife's done all the hard yards.
She has, actually, yeah.
So where have you been? What's happened?
Lucky
mate, let's just preface this with I miss them like mad, mate. I miss the boys, and every time I FaceTime them, they're just like, yeah, hi, Dad, and then off they go, and that's about it. So anyway, they're getting back Monday, but yeah, I've made the most of it. It's been a good
made
week.
Made the most
so of it? No, this weekend as well.
Hey?
You've got all of this weekend
you
as well.
Look terrible.
I look
drinking every night.
I look fantastic, Charles. Don't give me that.
Rikes.
Real head for radio. But anyway, it's been good. I've been working, actually. So I've been based up in the Riverlands, working for Treasury Wine Estate. So loving the job and thought, you know what? Why don't I actually go base myself up there, get around to see the family, get around to all my growers and get amongst it. So seriously, yeah, spent Monday to Friday up there. Went to the Riverland Wine Awards on Wednesday night and
What time did you get home?
On
Wednesday night.
Half past?
Like 11:30 or something? Was it too crazy?
Not
mate,
fast.
Not responsible.
So you can
and then
go...
camped. Then I camped on Thursday night.
You camped?
Yeah.
Did you?
The company's got this awesome vineyard up in Markaranka, and then they've got like heaps of river frontage, and I thought, you know what? Why don't I just throw the swag down?
On your own?
Yeah, on my own.
Yeah, on your own.
It was a little bit creepy. I was a bit scared at one point.
I was
there.
A few little noises.
A crocodile coming out of the river.
Lucky I just set the swag up.
A big lion lurking, a big leopard in the tree lurking.
But found some real solace out there.
And
I called Beck and she was like,
a bit of soul searching.
And then called Beck and she was like, Henry was up for 3 hours last night.
Oh, no.
Whoops. Yeah, well, that's hard to compete with, like you said, the roos and the emus and the kookaburras. So anyway, it was beautiful, mate.
Best place on earth.
That was my week.
Yeah. Best place. You got anything, Chunkhead? Greg Blewett, I can't quit because our...
Chunkhead.
Greg Blewett, have you got anything? No, I've got to call your name. I've got to call you by your proper name.
The only thing that's really been happening this week, well, there's always plenty happening with my boys, but the oldest one, Sam, who's six, who's never shown any interest in cricket whatsoever, has been learning how to bowl this week. So I've been trying to teach him how to bowl. And it's not that easy because kids always want to jump off the opposite leg. And he's got a little bit of a kink in the arm.
A little bit of a shoulder back action
at the moment. I'm just trying to iron out the kink at the moment, which is easier said than done.
He's going to be a chucker.
The next Brett Lee.
Yes, G.
Yeah, we've just had a phone call come through, guys.
Oh. Hello.
Ava, get out of the Riverland.
Mate, I was down the Wakery pub on Thursday night too, Roo, and I was looking for the Mark Rusciuto shrine.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Get out of the footy club, mate. There's the bar down there. Mate.
Yeah, so, perfect.
What do you think you're doing going up the Riverland? You wouldn't know the bloody first thing about Christ.
Oh, spare me. I was going around and everyone's like, geez, what about that Mark Rusciuto character? We haven't seen him for a few years.
I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Tell him I'm coming up there this weekend, mate.
Yeah, of course. You are, mate.
Oh, that's another week of you've got off too, haven't you? Because you're really tired, Rupert.
It's tough.
You're really tired, young man.
Hey, Jazz, family first at my joint, mate. Family first.
Well, you got eight of them. All right. Take care, Rupert.
Give us a call when you're up there, mate. Now it's my neck of the woods.
Don't get sleeping on the riverbank there,
mate. You're a tiger snake crawling into your sleeping bag, mate. You know all about it.
It's your Dead Set Legends on Triple M.
That.
You have 10 new messages.
Boys, g'day, it's your boss, Matto, and, wow. Jars, just wondering if we can grab your copy of the Radio Codes of Practice just to pass on to someone else. It's quite hard to find one still in its original shrink wrap, so leave it on my desk, please.
Get it.
Yeah, g'day, boys, it's Roo. Flat out week, giving away $5,000 and tickets and flights to the grand final over in Perth. Just wanted to wish you boys luck with your big prize this week on Dead Set Legends, which is a half hour free parking at the no longer footy club oval.
G'day boys, Biggles here. Both teams getting excited this week. Reminds me of those two chicks when I... Two bottles of coconut oil still clogged up the spa bath. Hung me upside down and stood up with a bite mark on me top. Couldn't find me G-string anywhere. Oh, that's too much in this place.
G'day, Blue. Michael from the hose shop, mate. We've inquired about your high-pressure hose that you wanted on order.
Oh, no.
That's no problem. We just don't know why you need such a powerful hose for such a small backyard.
Hi, Bluey. Stephen from the Colonic Centre. You've won the September Award for cleanest rectum. Not even we know how you do that. Wow.
Hello, Bernie. It's Shane from Qantas Customer Service. Oh, sorry for the delay on your luggage. We found three things that you aren't allowed to put on your carry-on baggage. We found a Swiss Army knife, a can of deodorant, and Tom Rockcliffe. Please advise the collection time, please.
Boys, it's Ken. Yeah. Can you tell Bluey I'll take the cheap hose off his hand? Absolute bargain. One of the most powerful on the market. My hider ranges.
G'day, boys. Brad Scott here. Thanks for the well wishes on the new role as AFL footy boss. A lot of people have had some reservations that I've got a temper like my brother Chris. I don't think I have. When people say that, it just shits me. And when they shit me, they really get under my nerves. They make them do this. And if they don't do it, then I'm going to get them.
Ben, Nicker from the Stansbury pub. Yes. Just to let you know, we've got a new payment method. So we got cash, we got card, we got Afterpay and Zip Pay, and now we've got German Pay, where you order something, eat it, and some other prick has to pay for it. So you can leave your cash at home if you need to, mate.
Yes, get stuck.
Gentlemen, JB.
Yeah, Jim.
Getting ready to click into full gear, calling the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final. Yeah. Hope you boys have got something set. Jarman.
Yeah.
I know last year you had a ball watching the Grand Final. You took a picture of yourself on the couch. And it's still uploading to the internet! It's too big! Here's your fat!
There are no more messages.
On 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, this is your grand final edition of Dead Set Legends with Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
Good energy, G. Fantastic for grand final. So we're looking forward to tonight. Now, got some text messages there, Gregory, before we get into the game.
Yes, because we're talking about great grand final moments. We've had a couple of text messages. Leo Barry's mark. Remember that? in the dying seconds.
Courageous.
Special, Sydney West Coast.
Oh, huge.
Scott Burns laying a huge bump on Voss. Your, well, yeah.
Former coach.
And Lyons scoring the goal and Voss going back to Burns and just letting him know about
it. Yeah,
so that was a great show this morning, guys.
Right.
Listening whilst I get the barbecue area ready for tonight. Nice. So pumped for the grand final.
Who said that?
That's from Nick.
Nick.
Morfitt Vale.
Who else? So do you read any of the names out or they're just anonymous?
No, the other ones were anonymous.
Now, you got a cricket score, please? Redbacks down there at Greg Bolton.
Karen Rolton-Oval.
Yep.
Just leave it with me.
Yeah, just while he does that, we've got a poll up on the Triple M Twitter as well of who you think is going to win tonight. 70% Melbourne, 30% Dogs at the moment.
Changed.
Yeah, it has
changed
a little
around.
Bit.
Not by much, though.
Yeah.
What was it, 19% last time, 30 now. So, still swinging towards Melbourne.
Well, you can hop on the Triple M Adelaide Twitter to vote.
So, an hour 20 into day two, Western Australia, 4 for 393.
Oh, come on,
Greg. Come on, so there you go.
What's going on down there?
You want to score?
We've got to get 11 wickets. Can we take 11 wickets?
Yeah. Why 11?
10.
To bowl them out. Well, 10 wickets to bowl them out. Sorry.
10 wickets.
Hang on. You talk about being a state cricketer.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
Who wins? First goal, Norm Smith. Start with you, Bradley.
Who wins? Bulldogs. Bulldogs by 9 points, I'm going.
No,
are we all going around the table or are we just going straight into all my things?
No, go into your three.
All right, first goal, Norton is going to kick the first goal, get things going and break the back of the whole Melbourne defence.
And Norm Smith?
Norm Smith. I'm going for Petrarca. So I'm saying Bulldogs are going to win, but Petrarca's going to play a standout game and he's going to win the Norm.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
It doesn't.
It does. Sometimes it does. Yeah. G Blue. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going the D's to win.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll win by 12 points. My first goal is Waitman from the Bulldogs.
Okay.
Little
live
bad.
Wire. Yeah, I reckon he might.
The
Norm Smith, Clayton Oliver from the D's.
Bang.
Okay.
Jazz.
Western Bulldogs for me in a tight game. This could potentially be a classic.
Right. Put them on the line.
What are you talking? Western Bulldogs. Do you want a margin now?
Yes, please.
You didn't give a margin.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
9 points.
Under 3 points.
Ooh. Under 3 points.
So,
first goal, Bailey Williams.
Do you want to pick a number under three? Come on, we're going to go exact.
Two points.
2 points, righto.
Bailey Williams, the little mullet head, the little sugar daddy that he's becoming a bit of a cult figure around the country.
Uh-huh.
Piercing blue eyes, and he's got his rig out already at 20 years old. Bailey, put the rig away.
What do you mean? Well, when did he have the rig out?
Well, there's a photo of him already just strutting around with his little budgies hanging out. But anyway, he's got a good bot. Yeah, he looks ripped.
But he can do it, yeah.
Okay. My Norm Smith chaps, look at me. Jack McRae.
Yes. He didn't poll very well in the Brownlow. He was the most
But he always racks up possessions.
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? So, are the people judging that going to pick it and see it?
I don't know.
Right, eh?
Good call.
Mm. Okay, so who's...
Don't mind them, boys.
What?
I don't mind them. I reckon we're going good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What else you got, Greg?
What are you doing for today?
I'm going to study the teams.
No, you're not.
And then get my Makita blower
out. I want to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Because Marion will be listening.
I'm going to do Windows.
You said you're going to clean out your garage.
No, not today. I didn't
today. Get it done.
I need that's a two-day project.
Get it done.
Well, you've got two days.
Saturday. No, I haven't got two
and
days.
Got Saturday and Sunday.
But it's grand final day. I need to get ready.
That's 6:45.
I don't give a stuff.
That's the beauty of the night grand final.
I've got to fill up the esky. I've got to get food.
Okay. More importantly, what time are you going to just knock the top off for the first one?
Oh, I reckon, midday.
And Ebo, you're out all night tonight.
You're making the most of not having your family in town. Well, I am. I'm going to the district.
Doing a big cashy.
Me, Rocky Hado.
Oh,
nice little Triple M crew.
Rocky, can you just get him to sort of just change his, just up and down?
What do you mean? Leave him alone. What do you mean?
He's a country boy.
Oh, I can't wait to see what he has to say. City slicker. You reckon you're a country boy from Angaston? They kicked you out of town.
Just get him to do
a... You are so far from a country boy.
Tell him to do it.
You are so far from a country boy.
Tennis update. Get Brocky to do a tennis update.
Don't go
on the stage.
A tennis update. All right. I'm sure that he's listening to this.
Loves the European names.
I'm sure that he's listening to this right now, and he's going to give you plenty of stick tonight, and I can't wait to hear it.
And what have you got, GG? What are you on today?
I'm just going to a mate's for a barbecue tonight. But
who's the mate? Whereabouts?
Is it Flack?
Mate,
the producer of the other breakfast show.
A colleague from work. Yeah.
You'll be strutting.
You're going to be at the district later on.
I might kick on in town later.
There we go. Party time.
No better.
I'm feeling it.
Go on a Flacky's joint.
I'm trying to just take it easy. I thought I'm not going to go out. I'm going to have a quiet one tonight, just at a mate's place. But then, you know, I'm feeling it today. You guys have got me up and about now. I'm in the spirit of the grand final.
Yes.
Feeling good. So,
have a great one, family. See you next week.
Triple M Rocks Footy, all Arvo. You can stick around for the rub next and the grand final from 6 o'clock tonight on Triple M with kickoff at 6.45. Stream the game on the Listener app too. If you like, download it for free, L-I-S-T-N-R, and just select Triple M Adelaide.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends are serious about sport. Makita are serious about outdoor tools. Rule the outdoors with Makita.